Well, here in Spain, this week we're joined by Brett Hansen. How are you, Brett?
I'm good, thanks, Howard. Still waiting for the cold winter to come.
Okay, fair enough. So, in our weekly financial discussion this week, we're going to get some advice on how to protect our pensions and retirement savings for the long term. Brett, this is perhaps the most important element of financial planning, but isn't it a complex one?
Well, Howard, I think like all things, as to whether something is complex or not depends upon your own experience and knowledge on the subject matter. For example, I can talk until the cows come home on the various options with regards to protecting pensions and retirement savings, taking into account numerous factors which could affect these, but ask me how to rewire a British plug and I wouldn't have a clue. I used to, but I haven't needed to do it for over 25 years. And of course, that's the point here. It's about the knowledge and experience. For many, Howard, our pensions are often the key to our long-term financial security. And so when deciding what to do with them, it is important to understand what are the various options available, then analyse each of those options, taking into account our objectives, risk appetite, the tax implications and regulations. And then we can weigh up the pros and cons and make an informed decision. And if you're already living in Spain, or you are thinking of moving here, then you have the added complication of needing to take into account the tax and regulatory regimes of both the UK and Spain.
I suppose one problem is that we need our money to last as long as we do, but we don't know how long we're going to live.
Yes, absolutely. I find it quite interesting, Howard, that when I meet retirees, they often fall into two camps. There are those who want to plan for the next 20 or 30 years, and possibly longer. And then there are those who say they don't need to think about the long term and are just wanting to focus on the immediate plan. It's as if now that they're retired, they think that the long term no longer applies to them. But whilst we don't know how long we're going to live, it's normally essential for our money to last as long as we do. And currently, the average life expectancy for a male aged 65 is 85 years, with a 1 in 4 chance of living to 92. And for a 65-year-old female, the average life expectancy is 87, with a 1 in 4 chance of reaching 94. So when you consider that often it's necessary for the wealth of a couple to pass to the surviving partner for them to continue having sufficient money to live on, then even at retirement age, retirees generally need to plan ahead for a possible 25 to 30 years. And yet, Howard, studies show that many people, including quite wealthy households, often overestimate how long retirement savings will last. And even if you can always afford basic living necessities throughout your lifetime, with insufficient or unsuitable planning, it could be that the level of care you can afford much later in life will be less than desired, perhaps an even more important consideration if you live in a different country to where your family lives.
What other factors do people need to factor in for their financial planning?
Well, the rising prices of pretty much everything over the last few years have reminded us, Howard, about how much inflation can impact our spending power. And while we cannot predict inflation rates in future years, even low levels reduce the value of our savings and income over the longer term. And so this is a very important factor to take into account when carrying out retirement planning. The last couple of years have not been particularly kind to retirees with regards to the rising cost of living and pension funds not producing particularly good returns. So in this environment, retirees may be tempted to draw higher amounts from their pension fund in the earlier years. This, of course, can affect the long-term value of their pension funds and the ability to meet future income requirements. And this is why, when it comes to retirement planning, in addition to ensuring you get the best advice at the beginning of the process, it is vitally important to review and possibly adjust your planning annually over the longer term. This is why I think it's so important to deal with a local advisor who is regulated to provide advice in the country you are living, a firm of advisors who will be on hand to regularly review their client's situation and needs and help them whenever the necessity arises. It also emphasises, Howard, how important it is that the pension funds are invested correctly with regards to meeting your objectives and your attitude to risk, and that there is proper oversight on how the pension funds are performing.
What are the risks of not planning carefully in advance?
The risk, Howard, of not planning carefully in advance could mean that taking an action or not taking an action which results in an unnecessary tax bill, or finding yourself in a pension which does not meet your objectives or needs. Both these scenarios, of course, could have an impact on your future income, and the result of this may mean you need to make further changes to your pension arrangements. For example, I have met British expatriates who have moved to Spain without taking suitable pension advice from an advisor who understands the tax rules in Spain, and as a result, they've withdrawn their 25% pension cash lump sum as a resident of Spain, not realizing that they have to pay tax on this lump sum in Spain. Of course, had they withdrawn this while still a UK tax resident, the pension cash lump sum would have been tax-free. I cannot emphasize enough, Howard, to any listeners who are thinking about their pension planning or are considering what to do with their pensions, that they really should talk to an advisor who understands the full range of pension options available to them and how both the UK and Spanish regulations and taxes could impact these options. Another example of how important this is where towards the end of 2021, the Directorate General for Tax in Spain issued a binding ruling which concluded that a pension transfer from a third country pension scheme to a European Economic Area pension scheme will be subject to a personal income tax charge on the whole fund value. I should add, Howard, that a third country is regarded as a country which is not part of the European Economic Area, such as the UK. And so this means that if a Spanish tax resident transfers a UK pension fund into any type of EU pension, such as an EU CuROPS, then they may find themselves paying Spanish income tax on the full pension transfer. So just to re-emphasize this for any listeners who are currently thinking about what their pension options are, if you're thinking of transferring your UK pension to an EU pension and the transfer takes place whilst you are a Spanish tax resident, you could potentially find yourself paying tax of up to 50% on the full pension fund transferred. Like I said though, you need to take into account both UK and Spanish tax rules and regulations. For example, in the UK, the 2023 spring budget abolished the pension's lifetime allowance and resulting tax charges, but with effect from the 6th of April of this year, three new allowances, the lump sum allowance, the lump sum death benefits allowance, and overseas transfer allowance, are scheduled to come into effect. So again, it's important to plan for the potential implications of these on your pensions.
And what about the tax factor? Is this relevant? What Spanish tax implications do we need to be aware of and plan for?
Yes, it's very important to understand that if you are a UK national tax resident in Spain, then your pension income will in most cases be liable to Spanish income tax and not liable to UK income tax. So for any listeners who are Spanish residents and have UK personal pensions, self-invested personal pensions, and defined benefits or defined contribution pensions, then these will all be taxable in Spain and not taxable in the UK, regardless of whether the income is paid into a Spanish or UK bank account. This also applies to the UK state pension. And it's for this reason that, as I said before, if you take the 25% pension cash lump sum as a Spanish tax resident, this will be taxable in Spain. It's also the reason why on certain pension transfers, a tax liability on the transfer could also potentially arise in Spain. And so certainly when weighing up the options for drawing down on your UK pensions, it is important to take the Spanish tax implications into consideration. I should just add, Howard, that when it comes to the income tax calculation on pensions in Spain, the key exemption is income from government service pensions, which applies to UK government service pensions, such as civil service, local authority, fire service, police, and certain teachers' pensions, which remains liable to UK income tax. For these pensions, then residents of Spain would continue to benefit from the UK personal allowance and pay tax on them in the UK, but it is taken into account when calculating the tax on any other income which is declarable in Spain. And so it can have the effect of pushing this other income into higher rates of tax in Spain.
What particular issues do British expatriates with UK pensions and living in Spain need to be aware of?
Well, in addition to what we have already discussed, Howard, for many British expatriates with UK pensions, it seems keeping certain types of UK pensions whilst living in Europe could also cause some problems. Prior to Brexit, UK financial advisors used to be able to advise their clients living in Europe under EU financial services passporting rights. But the UK lost these rights when they left the EU, and so UK-based advisors are no longer authorised to give advice within the EU. In fact, many UK advisors over the last couple of years have informed their clients of this. On a similar basis, we've seen well-known big banks informing their clients who are living outside of the UK that they can no longer keep their UK bank accounts with them. But more recently, we're now also aware of many British expatriates living in Spain who have tried to start taking an income or lump sum from their UK-based pensions or change the funds within the UK pensions, and the UK pension company has told them that they're unable to do this unless they've received regulated advice. The problem here, though, Howard, is that the UK pension company cannot accept advice from a UK advisor because the pension member is living in Europe, but at the same time are not able to accept advice from an EU advisor because the pension company is unable to recognise whether such an advisor is properly regulated in Europe. And so you have this situation where the UK pension provider cannot accept advice from either the UK or from a European advisor, leaving these UK expatriates in a situation where they're struggling to access or make changes to their pension funds. Blevins Franks, though, are in a position where we can offer our clients a UK pension while still being able to provide qualified, regulated advice from our Spanish offices to residents of Spain.
Considering how complex all this can be and how important it is to get it right, taking professional advice must be essential.
Yeah, I have no doubt, Howard, that if any listeners are thinking of reviewing their retirement planning, then they should certainly ensure that they take advice from a firm of advisors who are experienced, qualified, and regulated to provide advice for both the UK and Spain. They should deal with a firm of advisors who can advise them on their pension options and how taxation and regulation of their pensions could impact them from both a UK and Spanish tax perspective. And they should also have the depth and strength of resources to be able to outline what are the various options available, then analyse each of those options, taking into account your objectives, risk appetite, the tax implications, and the regulations, so that you're then in a position to weigh up the pros and cons and make an informed decision. Of course, they should also have the resources to provide an ongoing review process in order to make sure that the plan is working for you year after year for the long term. So for any listeners thinking about moving to Spain or are already here and about to take benefits from their pensions, I would advise that they do contact their local Blevins Franks office in order to discuss the implications of those pensions in achieving their objectives, taking into account such matters as taxation, and providing the ongoing advice needed for them to have peace of mind whilst living here, enjoying their pension income.
And the website is the first port of call.
Yes, for anyone who is interested in contacting us or wanting to know more about us and the service that we provide, then they can contact us via www.blevinsfranks.com.
Many thanks, Brett. We'll chat again in a few weeks.
Thank you, Howard. Take care now.